June 20, 2017, it's a Watt from Bedro Show.
Thank you. section. I don't see anything must be developing film at the firing range underwater. My senses are marauders. Need an escape route, the planet evades south. There's a safe house, grizzlies within the risk of the way out. This is a watch waves down. Consider the time is in an apocalypse. When the sun burns, it will crisp. My hope for a friend I know owns a rocket ship.
Walk from Speedro Show in Pedro. My brother Matt is once again way laid up in north of these parts. And so I'm in Pedro, but kind of man alone. But not really, because of the incredible software engineers in Estonia bringing us via the magic of Skype. Seb Radix from Lyon, France, my guest. How are you, Seb?
I'm fine. And you?
Well, I'm happy to have you aboard. Let me say...
Yeah, I'm happy to be there, too.
Okay.
You are with Brother Matt, too?
No, like I was explaining to the listeners.
Yeah.
He got indisposed because of his work. But he sends his best wishes. I got a girly text from him just a few minutes ago. Start off the show with Tad's Delight. That's John Coltrane with Miles Davis when he was in the quintet there. And then something from the new album, Seb and the Radix. What's the new album called?
It's called Pop Apocalyptic. Apocalyptic pop.
Like apocalypse people, like the end of times.
Yeah.
Pop apocalyptic. So you're having some fun with the language. It's like we say in English, pun, right? Kind of a pun.
Yeah.
We have fun with puns. You know, like
it's kind of against you know, apolitical pop. You know,
people that are what, like, what should I say, apathetic?
Maybe. Yeah.
Okay. Like, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Okay, because you guys just had a bunch of voting, and
bunch of.
But this record was done, well, I should say this, this tune called Rocket Ship, it was with, it was a collaboration.
With
Adder?
You know that guy, I know.
Yeah, it's another word for a snake too, right?
But it told me it was not about the snake.
Okay.
It's about something else. I don't know if it's about the verb to add or something like that. But he's from Los Angeles, but actually he's living in Tijuana right now.
Okay. Wow. Because I think Cleopatra killed herself with the adder. But I think there's only one D in the name, maybe.
I don't know.
So this guy's like a mathematician. He likes to add and subtract, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how'd that collab happen? Well, let's talk about the album. For the you and the Radix.
In fact, The collaboration with Adder was because I didn't really know what to do. It seems like this song was not really finished, and I've met Adder when I played like 3 years ago at the Redwood Bar and Grill.
Sure, downtown LA.
I know you know that place.
Downtown Los Angeles. I've played there many times. It's kind of shaped like a boat. It's longer than it's wide.
And so I've met him, and then we became kind of friends. So I've just asked if it was okay for him to add some vocals on this song.
You're talking about the California tour or West Coast tour you did, where Second Man played with you in Eagle Rock.
Yeah, that's it. at Permanent Records.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go all the way back. What's your earliest memory, musical memory?
The first one, you mean?
Well, in your mind, you know, come on. The one that you can remember still. Having to do with music. The oldest memory in your head, Brother Seb, about regarding music. Like something at home, or school, or...
It was more about my brother and sisters who put me to the shows with them, you know? Like local bands or stuff like that, and hearing records at home.
So you got older brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
So there's music in the home. Did they play, or just... were they musicians themselves, or did they just play records?
My brother is a musician too, and my sister was more into like political punk rock stuff. So
you had
both sides gave, you know, kind of an entertainment side and more political or concerned stuff.
So you had music in the house. In fact, not only you have music in the house, but you had creative components.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. So they started bringing you to gigs.
Yeah, of course.
How old?
I think I was like 11 or 12, something like that.
Wow. Okay. No, I mean, like, great experience. And what, they're like all ages shows and stuff like this?
What they call in Germany, like youth center, you know?
Ah, yeah. We used to have them here.
I think that one of the first show I've seen was at the place we played together in Lyon, like, you know, Klaxon.
Yep, downtown.
Lyon, downtown.
Yeah.
Okay. That place, I think I made my first show in like something like 89.
Can you remember the first record you bought?
I think the first one, I don't really sure. I was at the supermarket with my mother, and I don't remember it that time. It was like Combat Rock by The Clash or Queen, the Islander, you know, soundtrack, Kind of Magic.
Okay. Oh, man. What about you?
I'd like to be sure it's Combat Rock, but I don't know.
The past is the past. Don't worry. Don't worry, Brother Seth. Now you can play a lot of instruments. So when did you start playing yourself?
I started when I was like 12, something like that.
And what was the first?
It was the guitar.
Okay.
But quickly I've turned to the bass because it was I had problem with the, you know, the last two strings of the guitar, which are different, you know, when you are tuning, it's like not easier. So I thought that bass was kind of easier for me.
Okay.
But it was not, but I prefer.
Now, your brother played, right? So was there influence?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Do you remember your first song you wrote?
Actually, I don't remember, but I think I can find the tape.
Oh, wow. so you recorded everything then?
I think that sometime my brother had a full tape recorder that he took to a friend, so I think I started like this a bit.
Okay. Can you remember
your first... I still like to do it.
Sure. Can you remember your first gig?
Yes, sure. It was at the high school.
High school.
Yeah. Really funny.
Were you in the school band?
In what?
Were you in the school band? Like marching band or stuff like that?
No. It was like we were allowed to play with our rock bands.
Ah, so like, kind of like a talent show?
Yeah. It was kind of a festival for the people that were studying in this high school, and if you have a band, then you can play.
Can you Now, how'd you get this band together? Are these classmates, friends of yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Classmates, and I remember that we played our own songs, and we made also two covers. It was Let's Lynch the Landlord from the Kennedys.
Yeah.
And another one, it wasn't more in this time. It was more. It was L7, a song from L7. I don't remember. One More Thing, I think it was.
The all lady band.
Yeah.
Because you know there was an L7, there was an L7 in Michigan. Larissa from Laughing Hyenas came from. Because I remember. Oh. Yeah, it was earlier. You know, okay. You can have bands. Actually, you know that lyric. Do you remember Wooly Bully? Sam. In the Pharaohs, right?
Yeah, okay.
I think that's 1965 or 66.
Okay.
And in the last verse, he goes, you know, whatever, Natty told Patty, you know, come on, take a chance. Don't be L7. Come on, learn to dance.
Oh.
That's how far back that goes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ah, okay.
you like the language too, I know, Mike.
Yeah, I'm way into it. Actually, he counts the song off too using Spanish. I think it's the first time on like rock and roll radio. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro. Yeah. Tab Falco wrote a book about Memphis, but there's a lot of Sam the Sham in there. Because, well, you know, old 60s rock and roll. And yeah, language, I'm a word collector. So I'm interested. You guys were already writing your songs. What was the name of this band?
It was from a Victim's Family song, Bad Karma.
Bad Karma, okay. I know those guys. I think two of them right now are playing with Jella.
Sorry?
Two of the Victim's Families are playing with Guantanamo School of Medicine.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Ralph and Larry. Larry.
Look, we're going to play Let's Talk About Something Else from the new album.
It's the second album. I've recorded it with the same guy, Bruno. And he tried to push me to make things better, and he told me, don't take your shitty guitar. I will borrow other guitar to a friend. And he told me to work on the drums with a metronome?
Yeah, like click track.
Yeah. How do you say?
Click track.
Click track, yeah. So I had to work more. It's still not perfect, but it was a lot of fun to record this.
I like it very much, so let's listen.
Ah, thanks so much, Mike.
Okay.
To the youth, now let's talk about something else. I've been in every crowd, touching the bones of every guy. Well, I think this is beautiful. Driving along in this shitty world, I think it's a bit sad. Try to play shoeless. I'll play guitar and I do my best. I hope you let me know. Anyway, this is not my fault. I'm in love with this feeling. Having fun with people I don't know. I hope you never laugh. And keep on running. Thank you. righteousness, righteousness.
down ladder from logic falls the atomic monkey. Wasting luck with inexhaustible disregard or care, no lofty fruit fills its multitudinous emptying glasses. In varying degrees of skank, frozen green to the fringe, skating precariously close to deadly lips, unequipped, are star power wasted by roaring bungs. So little is sung among the infinite radio heaps. Shall they ever quiver again? Unlikely may insight yell deep into caves on paths of pain, staging bored flashback mobs to enable convenience. The gesture witches wage war for faster than missiles shock. No waiting! The evocative glimpses bend around corners. Lurid inner visions bloom into public practice, unbidden. No hidden solutions melt the memes into bonds of worthy grit. Technology from clay, oiled stars heave gaseous guesses then, leap away from reason as tomorrow's eaten, snap-keyed of smiles, choked on gifts, stoked by pandeviant, ever-scheming mind ops. Perhaps contraptions are devised for luck rather than profit. Doubtful. Or whether even semi-awareness glimmers from amid staid antics. Everyone knows paid-for polls bogged in the forest of semantics, drilled by trolls taking leave of their senses in interdimensional loss. They clutch at dim warnings, many replanted now in warm mommy beings, their flabbier discernments scammed freely by every shiny bling. Nary a thing needed, never upfront paid for, is delicious all the same. Spike from off that guy's table, splash with 1% pepper parfait, sprinkled with a freshness that hunger never affords. Driven like rock stars, but licking like lapdogs and whores. When all the world moons us, cheese dribbles from the pump. Lubbers jump at the chance to curl up under the untimely grunts. This effort sounds like a tidal wave television surging to record that coincidental, ape-like purchase. That is, of any two-for-one neutrons. Yet behind those atoms are side-splittingly obvious results. Witness an infinity of open mouths straining to accept the waste.
Watt for Pedro show. That was Seven the Radics, brand new. Let's talk about something else. Then brand new from Trouble, Ben, nephew Alex, Snake Eyes, from the new David Lynch, I guess, reboot of Twin Peaks. Chris Kroger out of Austin with Shaken Nuts Steered. I got to see him on tour a couple weeks ago in his town. Big fan of Chris Kroger. Mini Beast, Ignite. I wonder if it's Ignite or ID Night. But that's Peter from Mission of Burma. He's living in Providence these days. I got to see him on that tour, too. Tobacco, brand new Mr. Tom, got wet in a bomb shelter. Marco Serrato. Yeah, 2 hours, kind of tough for Watt. Santa Sangre, great stand-up bass man. Boris, brand new Absolute Ego. I think it's called Deer. They're 25 years old. And time flies. A Fluffers Union out of Austin with Pork. Hellbeans out of England. Good Guys. And finally, Tous Les Jours. Seven the Rodics. All the time? Every day? Every day? Translate?
Every day? Tous les jours?
Yeah. Kind of? I mean, I'm kind of stupid with French. I have to learn more. But I think it means every day, right? All the time? Or is it all the day?
Yeah. Tous les jours means every day, yeah.
Yeah, every day, okay. And this is part of this thing, like...
Canadia.
This is what you tried with this album, is sing more in your native French language.
Yeah, a bit, yes.
Yeah, now, even when you were a teenager and with your friends playing with the school bands, did you sing in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of a strange, but a lot of...
No, because of the rock and roll feel, right?
In English. Yeah, because of that. But without the good learning of the language.
Well, sometimes rock and roll lyrics aren't the best English.
Yeah, of course.
You just change them to fit. Yeah. Go in there. I remember, what was his name? Steve Miller? He goes, take the money and run, right? You know,
this song is stupid, you mean? Or
he says stuff like the sheriff, he lives on the people's taxes. He just wants to know what the fax is.
Okay.
You know? Also, he makes up some word, right? The Port Morian of love, or... Yeah, pretty crazy. But I think, you're allowed to make up stuff. Actually, in jazz, there's a kind of singing called scat, where you don't really do real words.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So
what you use in France, and I'm sure in other places, yeah, is like what we call yaourt. Is what when you try to speak in English, but you don't have lyrics. It's not like scat. It's like you are imitating English language.
But sometimes
you can extract some words, and it's real words, but the rest of the sentence is not English. It's like just...
Well, it's this was big in Asia with the Asian bands that didn't know how to speak English, but they're phonetic. They just use the sounds.
Yeah.
And sometimes...
What's the name of the band?
Well, it was a kind of style. I remember I heard a band from Japan doing Clash covers, and they couldn't speak English, but they were making the sounds. So, they're just making the sounds, you know. But you could kind of guess what the real, you know, look, at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it's all sounds anyway, right? The way we give things meaning and stuff, that's a whole nother layer. At the root, music is rhythm and sounds. Yeah.
Mm.
So, interesting about this. So let me ask you about Seven the Radics. When did this band start?
It was like 6 years ago, something like that. I was in a kind of pause with different bands because one was not making shows anymore, just because we wanted to do more new songs. Another one was stopping because the drummer had too much earaches. And so I was like if I don't play and try to play by myself, I won't go on tour anymore this year, so I have to start this. So I start this project really quickly, but I wanted to not do like the, you know, the rhythmic stuff as a one-man band with a kick drum and a snare.
Right.
So that's why I put the keyboard that I play with the toes, only with one toe, but to have more melodic stuff than
yeah,
rhythmic
people,
stuff.
When he does his one-man band thing, he plays the keyboard with the toe of his foot.
Yeah.
And
it's kind of funny to see. I know it's not so funny to hear, but it's funny to see it.
So, inspiration to you, what about like Bob Blogg the Third?
Oh, not at all. Like, I totally respect, but I was not into like a one-man band idea of doing the stuff. I was more into like making my songs and alone, but not as a one-man band, you know. I was not into a one-man band kind of scene, or you know, I've seen one man band and I was kind of impressed, but I was not, it was not in reaction to that that I decided to do something alone.
You did it because you just didn't have anybody else to play with
At that time, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
But I still play in bands too, so
right, but those weren't your bands really, right? You were more of a sideman for other people.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Now, when you got the Radix, we're talking Johnny Weissmuller, right? Was that the one
yeah,
of the
okay.
early songs?
Is that what? So, sorry?
That was one of the early Seven the Radix songs, Johnny
Weissmuller? Yeah. I did like two or three pop songs and this one too. Yeah, that's on the first 7-inch.
Right. And that got
the
ball.
But I can't play it live, so that's why I use a tape recorder to play the punk rock songs.
Right, that's when you get to jump around, pogo.
Yeah.
great stage presence. So, and then, what'd you make, how many 7-inches?
Oh, only one, sorry.
Just that one with Johnny West.
That's the only one.
And then you made the album. And now this is the second album.
Yeah, that's it. But the first, the only 7-inch, which is the first record I've made, I was not sure about making it alone, so I've made it with two friends of mine. I'm just playing bass and singing on this one, and a friend is playing drums, and another one is playing guitar. But on the two albums, I'm playing every instrument.
Yeah, because, well, the artwork kind of shows that.
Yeah.
It's a very, very creative. I mean, the whole band is you.
Yeah, that's it. That was the idea.
pretty amazing. The magic of Photoshop. And
it was funny to do that in the rehearsal place.
I mean, it looks like that really happened.
Yeah, kind of.
Well,
in fact, it was only one photo. You know, it was only one photo picture that my friend took, and I just had to move to each post. It was not so. It's kind of Photoshop, but not that much Photoshop. But it is
a little bit. Hey, we're at the end of the first hour, June 20, 2017 edition. Watt for Pedro Show special guest Seb Radix out of Lyon. Hold tight for hour two. June 20, 2017 is the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
You can move to Portland, that's fine. You can move to Berlin, that's fine, all right. I'll stay here with friends and family too, 'cause here's still a lot of things to do. Move to Moscow, that's true. You can move to London or Kingston. I'll stay here with friends and family too, 'cause here's still a lot of things to do. You can do what you want, you won't have to move. You can start your band and make a cut into. You can raise a quality
sound of the gossiping. Check your chest, bow, fingers washing in. Distance, it's a quick, clear, full proper. Many heard the cursing of blue murder. Sidelined it for all the glory. No bigger picture, a smaller story. We'll be right back.
is below. There it is, waiting. Our family homes have cracks in their walls. Them stretch from the roof to the floor and back again. The sky is glowing and the vineyards are ripe. You are sat on a truck full of watermelon. As for me, by your bed for almost an hour, then off with my friend to walk along the Thames and then have some Chinese food. Soft shell crab, not the best, should have stuck to the basics. Soft shell crab, not the best, should have stuck to the basics.
For Pedro Show, started the second hour off with Seb and the Radics doing Portland. What can you tell me about Portland, Seb?
Actually, it was not really about the city. It was more about all those people that I know or that I met during the tour. that moved to for Europe, like in Paris, London, or Berlin, you know.
Sure.
And some people moved to Portland to in the U.S. But it's more a song about people moving from their hometown to do things somewhere else and thinking that it's better somewhere else.
Right.
And it's more like a tribute to those people who are keeping creating stuff in their hometown.
Right.
You know what?
Yeah.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a theory that you can change the inside by changing the outside, and that usually doesn't work.
Yeah.
Now you understand we actually got two Portlands. The one you know is probably...
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yeah. I forgot about that.
We have a starboard side, East Coast, Portland, Maine. I just got to play there again. Spelled the same way, but different states. And
okay.
Both of them are good towns, but you're right, though. The one in Oregon has a lot of people that come from somewhere else. Right now, it's a... What would you call it? A hip town? Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. I think it has been like this, but it's not like this anymore. Maybe it moved the hype moved to another place. No,
no, it's still there. I was just there. It's still there. But it's not all bad. I mean, look, in the old days,
of course not.
Only one club in that town.
Yeah, of course.
You know the Wipers days. You know about Wipers, right?
Yeah, of course.
I can't tell you what big, I don't know, feeling, excitement, me and D-Bone, Georgie, playing first time in Portland, Sir Terracon, and who's at the gig? Greg Sage, to watch us.
Yeah.
Actually, D-Bone went through the stage. He kept playing, though. Yeah, he crashed right through the stage. He was serious when he did work the gig. Okay, more music. Start off the second hour with Why Bot out of London doing Threat Comes Apart. Ueno out of Roma with CCNDFS. Chatoqueto. Chautauqua. That is SoCal here, West Side. Howie Reeve. He's living in Glasgow these days. Soft Shell Crab. Finally, Sam the Roddicks. Les Bon Vieux Temps. The Good Times. The good old days.
Oh, yeah, the good old days, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm trying, okay? I'm trying. The good old days.
Worked. I've understood, so it's okay. Yeah.
Okay. And so what's that song about? What, Happy Days? What can you tell me?
It's more about... there is a... how do you say in... gameplay or wordplay?
Yeah, wordplay.
When you are playing with the word, yeah
pun.
Because
the nose, for example.
And the word temps.
Yeah.
Tiempo in Spanish.
Yeah.
And the word is the same in French for time and weather.
Ah. Okay.
So it's something like that. So it's about people. Who feels nostalgic, but it's also about speaking about the weather and more like a terrible ecological way.
That's great. What about this tune we're going to play next? Act Right, Think Twice.
This is about people who are like... are involved in their life, like as in a family, work, or a band, or or stuff like that, and that regret after all. So it's like it's more like act right, but it was sounding better to say act right, think twice.
Yeah, I was thinking of that Bob Dylan song, Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
On which record? No,
oh, God, it goes way back.
I feel a bit ashamed, but But I don't know a lot about Bob Dylan. I'm working on it.
Okay. This is a long time ago. It was in the 60s. But anyway, let's listen, Sam.
For the people I know who feel stuck in this life. For the people I know who know they can't react. For the people I know who make girlfriend their wife. For the people I know who watch TV at night. For the people I know who are dressed in black. For the people I know who would beat and feel bad. For the people I know who give 20 euros. When it's a donation to enter at the shows.
Pushes into the sky. You keep your wife and show. aren't you the smartest guys in the room? You brought us all to the brick of doom. Aren't you the smartest guys in the room? Falls down, stumbles down, blah, blah, blah. Super grand, super grand.
going down.
We're not done. We ain't done.
For Pedro show, we heard, I think twice, Seven the Roddick. Total coincidence with that Bob Dylan song, people, don't worry. Then Anarchist Wood with Super Crash out of England, and Tenko from Tokyo with In the Strawberry Preserves. Pink Courtesy Phone with She Who Controls. I don't know where this cat's from. He's incredibly creative, though. I know Kid Congo Powers has been collaborating with him. Then the Healers and Jamie Zahn. Boone Didn't Need You. I think Boone was the name of his dog. A guy west part of Chicago. Yeah, way out there. What's it called? Sock Village. The Stain, a band he plays with two of his buddies, Moving Too Fast. And then finally, Chien's Ikase. What's dogs? Crushing dogs? Seven the Radix.
Yeah.
How would you translate this?
You know what?
Chien is a dog, right?
On the road.
Yeah,
dogs dead on the road, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, roadkill. A dog that's been hit by a car.
Yeah, roadkill. That's it. Sorry. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's kind of a joke. Like that's what I was saying about the French language in the song. Sometimes you have to. There is a kind of tradition with funny songs in French in kind of punk rock or rock stuff.
Yeah,
a lot of people made serious songs, but there is a lot of funny songs in French.
You're having fun with the language.
That's kind of that stuff.
You're having fun with your language. I don't think that's a problem. I did it all the time. There was a Minutemen song called History Lesson Part 2. And I go, I had D. Boone do it because the bass line was too hard, so I had D. Boone do the vocals. And it goes, we learned punk rock up in Hollywood. And I go, we were fucking corn dogs. Now, fucking can be an adjective. Like we were kind of like ridiculous looking people. Yeah, but it can also be a verb. So, you know what I mean? We can have some fun with that ambiguity there, Brother Sam. Okay, we're at the end of the second hour, June 20th, 2017, Dish of Watt for Pedro show. Hold tight for hour three. June 20th, 2017, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro show.
fight this drink, he's gonna be out of touch. You're in my culture, maybe on your head.
Thank you. mark the month of the TS.
From Pedro Show, started the third hour off with Prisoners, Seb and the Radix, David Gerard out of Massachusetts after that with Reawaken. Cinderella's Revenge. Peter Laffner. Have you heard of a guy like that? I guess it's 40 years since he passed away, but he was big in the Cleveland scene. He started some bands called Rocket from the Tombs and Pear Ubu.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
David Thomas,
Tony Mamone, Tom Herman, Alan Ravenstein, Scott Kraus, a lot of important people. But this guy, Peter Laffner, he passed away only 24 years old, but he really got the scene going, we're talking the early 70s, and this is a band he had called Cinderella's Revenge with two ladies, called
That's
I'm So Fucked
name.
Up. And then finally, Prisoner's Reprise, Seb and the Radix. What is this Prisoners and Prisoner's Reprise?
I get the idea when I went to play in a prison. So it was really impressive.
You had a gig in a prison. Where?
Yeah. And it was kind of really impressive to be in front of that men and women who are locked.
Where? In France?
Stuff. Yeah, in Lyon.
In Lyon, okay.
In Lyon, France, yeah. It was really, really, really cool to do that.
You feel like Johnny Cash?
No.
Actually,
mainly because I was singing in English, and so and the people were just understanding French, and they were more into hearing hip hop music or Johnny Hallyday covers.
Johnny Hallyday, yeah. Listeners, you might not know,
they were really respectful of me coming there and playing, because they don't have so much entertaining stuff there.
Yeah, of course.
So it was kind of really impressive to be there. It was really, really, really cool. But it just made me ask questions about why playing there and why singing that kind of song, you know, in English. Just explaining between the songs what they're all about, but when you have to explain to people who are locked in jail why you are singing about why people are moving to Portland, you feel a bit ridiculous, you know?
Slightly ironic. Slightly ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. We're going to listen to a song from the new album called Future.
Hey, great.
What can you tell me? What can you tell me?
It's about it's a funny song again about being locked in this revival, musical revival, like you can feel everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's about different revivals, but it's kind of a funny song, and it's a bit. The chorus is a bit rip-off of Solvidados, Bang Bang Yo, you know that song, I'm sure.
Terremilos?
The chorus of that song, no, the chorus.
Yeah.
Is the...
We're losing you, Seb.
You are here?
I can't hear you. You're dropping out. Anyway, let's listen to the song.
1, 2, 3, 4! Yeah. Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show, you heard Future from Seven Lerotics. talking about, nostalgia. Getting caught up in that. Murnau B. out of Catalonia with Pousse Torts. Catalan has kind of French, because Pousse, like feet, right? Yeah.
What's the name?
Well, the name of the song is P-E-U-S, Pousse Torts. And I think Pousse is Catalan for feet. Pretty sure. Because it kind of mixes in. In fact, what do you call it there in France? Aquitaine? In that area? By Toulouse and stuff?
Yes, Aquitaine. Yeah, you're right, Aquitaine.
And it's kind of the French version of Catalan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. And actually, these guys are playing in a band with one of the guys from Mars, a no-wave band, New York City, 70s. Babylon after that with Earthborn Child. That Seb in upstate New York turned me on those guys. Fratello Andrea with his BBS Combo. Eel Dogs Live. This is from Bob Teagan, early 80s. My Favorite Things cover. I guess Julie Andrews did it first, but John Coltrane, of course. And then finally, Apocalypse, Seb and the Radics. And, okay, let's talk about Apocalypse.
Because this is, I think there are two or three songs in the record which are both French and English. And usually it's translation, funny translation of the English version.
But also this word is involved with the title of the album.
There is the translation of the lyrics between French and English, and there is this, like, I don't know if it's like melodic punk rock or heavy metal cheesy stuff, but it's working like that.
So in your mind, with music, are you really concerned with styles and genre? You like to have fun with this stuff.
Sorry, about the styles.
Yeah, because some people have the opinion, well, music is music. It doesn't matter what genre, style.
Yeah.
Other people, important, they hate certain genres. Oh, I hate that genre. Oh, I really like this genre. I identify, my whole life is about this genre.
What is genre? Style.
And you can really get down to details like crust. Mm-hmm. Power, violence, hardcore.
Yeah, of course.
You know, what are these things?
D-beat.
Yeah. Power, violence? I mean, what is power, violence? Is it? Somebody told me, and it's also in dance culture, right? With house and chill. And they told me they told me in that area it's more about beats per minute. But you know what?
To me, it's not that important. I have a lot of discussion with a lot of people. Like, this band is really hardcore. And like, I like punk rock. No, this is not punk rock. This is hardcore. okay.
Can you believe it's? Well, we have a joke in English when you get talking like this, like arguing over the number of angels that can fit on the head of a pin. I guess there was debates about this hundreds of years ago. Other people have moved on, but I hear these debates too. Like, what is the correct label for this sound, for these words, for this rhythm? And I think it's ridiculous.
Of course.
And you seem like somebody who likes to have fun with this stuff, and I respect that much.
Thanks.
And what's your plans? What's the plans for the future?
For me, for this record, this was really important to don't think about what could be. For me, it's like there is coherence.
Yeah.
Something like in the record, but I can imagine that some people won't find this and just find it messy or like what is he doing? Like it's like total bullshit. Like it's But I like it that way, like making a bit of improvisation, a bit of pop and punk rock songs. That's what I listen to. That's the music I listen to. So there is no jazz because I can't play jazz. I wish.
There might be in the future a Seven the Radix jazz record. Don't count that out. I can't wait to hear number three, okay? So thank you so much for being on the show and telling us about it. Love your proj, love your music, love you as a man, as a person. You're a great cat.
Thanks so much, Mike, for having me in your program, and thanks for getting involved in the all those musical scenes from all around the world, all those people that you support, that you met into or that you program in at the radio. Thanks for that, Mike.
You're very welcome. People, it's been June 20, 2017 edition of the Watford Pedro Show with my very special guest, Seb Radix, Aaron Leon. Keep on keeping on, brother. Everybody out there, keep your powder dry.
See you later.